Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, Lori Spagna back with us. And Lori is a best-selling author, spiritual catalyst, intuitive, energy healer, and ascension guide. Also an animal communicator, DNA activator. She's got all these special gifts. She has helped transform the lives of thousands of people and animals around the planet via her channeled ascension guidance. Lori assists others to awaken their alignment with the true divine source, which exists within all of us. And she's a noted author as well, including some of her books, Animals in the Afterlife, Learn Animal Communication and Telepathy, How Psychic Are You? And Lori, understand you're working on a new work.
I'm always working on something. These days I'm working on a latest update about living in the fifth dimension, the new paradigm.
Super. We'll talk a little bit about that tonight, too. I want to wait until your book comes out so you can come back again.
That sounds wonderful. Thanks for having me, George.
My pleasure.
I'm so excited to be here.
How have you been? What's new?
I've been wonderful. Everything's going great. Lots new. Everything's new, always new with the animals and with us as we're all evolving and shifting and changing. So I know we have a lot to talk about.
Animals are very special, aren't they?
Yes, they really are. You know, what I say is that they really are our teachers and guides here, and they're helping us to really develop the virtues within ourselves that they already have. So for them, they really are embodying some of the most amazing virtues that we're just really, as a human species, beginning to cultivate in ourselves.
How did they get so sensitive? Not only in terms of telepathy and communication, but you know, also they're used in police work. They've got an incredible sense of smell. I mean, they will give a suspect his sweater to a dog, and off the animal goes and looks for the person. How did they get all these abilities?
Well, what I always say is that animals are the ultimate empaths, and they're speaking a universal language of energy. And we're learning that language now. We're, as a human race, beginning to learn that language of energy. Empaths and sensitives are teaching it, you know, so but the animals have that, and they basically, through their language of energy, it's a universal language of love. They don't have to analyze with their left analytical brain. They just know. They know it. So let's say, for example, they feel in their environment stress or anxiety. They don't have to identify it as stress and anxiety. They just know that's what it is. Or if in their environment there's the energy of joy or happiness, they just know.
Is a dog or a cat more sensitive than the other breed?
Well, I think they're both in different ways. Cats are generally what we call interdimensional, and they're really great at identifying beings in non-physical, interdimensional realms. So, for example, they can see entities or other non-physical beings that we might not know that they're there. We might not be able to see them with our physical eyes, but they might be, you know, in the realms of the non-physical. And the cats are very good at sort of absorbing them so that they don't interfere in their humans' lives. And then typically the cats are like carriers for a little while of them, and then they sort of help them to get moved on and move out.
I've been a dog owner most of the time. I've had one cat with our family. I was doing an event years ago with Purina, and they brought a small kitten into the event as part of the event. And after the event was done, they didn't know what to do with the kitten.
Aww.
And I said, "What do you mean you don't know what to do with the kitten?" They said, "We don't know what to do with it." And I said, "I'll take it." So I took it and brought it home to my kids, and they loved it, called it Patches. And that was really my only exposure with a cat, but this thing was magical.
They really are. They have gifts and talents that we, again, it's the same kind of concept. They have gifts and talents that we are just beginning to learn about. So, yeah. And I always say, you see, what happens is with the animals, because they speak this universal language of energy that we're learning as we advance as a society, they basically, they feel and sense everything in their environment just like we do, and they do it with their extrasensory abilities. They also mostly, for example, all cats, all animals are mostly, their brainwave is for the most part on a theta brainwave frequency. And us humans, most of the time, we're using a beta brainwave or delta if we're sleeping, or if we're just kind of like mellow or light meditation, we might be in an alpha. But the animals are mostly in a theta brainwave. And so because of that, they're picking up and they're knowing things through this telepathic brainwave, that if we learn how to tune into that telepathic brainwave, that theta brainwave, that's where we can learn to communicate with them. So all animals have that ability, including us. We just have to train ourselves to learn how to do that.
Now, in one of your books, of course, Animals in the Afterlife, tell me about that. That's an incredible title.
Yeah. Well, because you know what the thing is I'm of the knowing that we never die. You know, we transition out of physical form.
Yes, we keep moving on, don't we?
Sorry?
We keep moving on, don't we?
Yes, we keep moving on. And so the animals are the same. You know, a lot of people on Earth don't necessarily yet recognize animals as fully sentient, conscious, sentient beings, but they are. And just like us, when they transition out of their physical form, their consciousness continues and they advance or grow or develop just as we do. And many times animals, especially animals who live with humans, tend to be guides for at least some time for their humans. In other words, after the animals transition, they become guides and sort of like non-physical guardians, guides, teachers in the non-physical for the humans that they lived with. That's one of the most amazing things about animals in the afterlife, that they continue to stay around their human. And they'll stay for as long as they typically feel that the human needs them or that they can be of service to the human. So even though they transition, they're still connected to the human for quite some time, provided that the bond was very strong. So in some cases where a human-animal bond might not have been as strong, that transition, when the animal transitions, they might not stay around that human for as long just because they're ready to move on and the human's not necessarily as attached to them.
How do they have the ability to sense when somebody's going to pass over?
Well, isn't that a fascinating subject? This is the thing. Animals, because they are so extrasensory, they are not only able to read the energetics of the humans they're around or the humans that they're connected to, but they also have soul contracts and agreements with us. And the animals also have the ability, in a very conscious way, although at the same time not in the same linear brain way that we might, they have the ability to access what's called the Akashic Records.
That's right.
So the Akashic Records are a field or a frequency where information about our experience, really all information, is stored, and their consciousness can tap in there. So they know if a human is getting sick or physically ill from that frequency. But even in a more physical way, because they're so clued into their human's experience, they can read the biorhythms of the human's body. So this is why animals can be so effective in serving humans who might have physical diseases, because they can identify body temperature changes,
sure,
hormonal
mm-hmm.
changes. Another thing is, we know when animals just use their sense of smell, they can identify all kinds of information about either the human or the animal that they're smelling, including, gender, stage of where they are, like for a female, where they are in their menstruation cycle, all of this, and so much more. So this is why they can identify, like, if someone's sick or if someone needs physical care.
They even can sense mood changes, can't they?
Yes. Oh, they can sense mood changes so easily. And any animal parent or human who's the guardian of an animal definitely knows that their animals can tell, right? When a human's, in a bad mood or something, or, happy.
And they know when to come comfort you, too.
Yes, they totally comfort us, especially if we're sad or having any kind of emotional.
Now, when you talk about animals here in your work, you're talking primarily about dogs and cats. I mean, you're not talking about birds or crocodiles or anything like that?
No, all animals fall under this. It's just that different animals on Earth have different roles. So animals who live with humans, their primary role is to sort of help the human, facilitate that human's learning. So either they're there to be healers or teachers to the human, and oftentimes they're also, of course they're there to have an experience as well. But animals of the earth who are more in the wild, whether they're birds or alligators, whales, dolphins, whatever it is, they have roles and missions too. And their roles and missions tend to be more aligned with what's going on the earth. So for example, since we referenced the Akashic Records, the elephants, for example, are keepers of the records of Earth.
Huh.
And so when you learn to communicate with an elephant, well, any animal, but if you communicate with an elephant, they can easily share with you information about the Earth's history. And by the way, in this case, when you're learning something from an animal in that way, they'll never lie to you. They don't lie. which is really helpful if you want to know more of the truth about our Earth's history, for example. And just one more piece on that, for example, the whales and the dolphins are keepers of the records of the waters and all marine life, and including all marine animals. So if you want to know more about the history of the waters of the Earth, for example, and you know how to communicate with a whale or a dolphin, you can ask all kinds of information about that. So all animals have purposes and information and energy. Depending on their unique species, they have a particular role.
Years ago, I was taping one of my Beyond Belief television programs, Lori, and the show had to do with a turtle. Mm-hmm. And the owner brought the turtle in, and I was communicating with the turtle. And I got to tell you, this thing was reacting to me. It was bizarre. I mean, I've had little turtles when I was a kid, but this thing was a big box turtle, and he'd stick its neck out, and, he'd listen to me, and then he'd go back in, and then he'd kind of communicate a little bit. It was strange.
What was he saying to you, George?
Why am I here under these hot lights? Really?
I'm sure that's, I, I think that's really fascinating. And see, I love that you said that because it's really true. We can all communicate with animals. And it's not hard to learn. It just requires us to practice, to train ourselves to interact in a different way than we typically do.
Our special guest is Lori Spagna. Her books are called Animals and the Afterlife, Learn Animal Communication and Telepathy, How Psychic Are You? 7 Simple Steps to Unlocking Your Psychic Potential. We're going to talk a little bit about the human awakening when we come back. And that's the work you're working on now, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I'm working a lot on the new paradigm and what's going on with the new paradigm, and also how animals are helping us with that as well.
And you deal with different dimensions too, don't you?
Yeah, one of my favorite things to do is to connect with consciousness in all the different dimensional realms, and I can channel through information, energy, and consciousness from dimensions way beyond our physical earthly dimension.
And of course, we're going to take calls next hour. If you are an animal owner, share some of your stories with us, because I'm sure some of them are riveting. I mean, I would guess every animal owner has some kind of fascinating story about their animal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no question about it. How about yourself?
You know, well, speaking of elephants, I'll say one time...
You have a pet as an elephant?
No, I was on a tour in Africa, and I got very close to an elephant, and this elephant looked me in the eye. It was an eye-to-eye contact, and within about 30 seconds, I saw my whole life in front of me.
Wow. Horses do that, too. They've got that ability.
Horses are amazing. Horses are teaching humans how to feel safe and free and how to trust. Those are three of the themes that horses really are here serving humans, to learn to trust in what is trustworthy, to know how to trust self and be free and let go. Isn't that fascinating?
There are some people who just don't like animals. You don't have to own one. I mean, I don't have one now because of my travel requirements. It wouldn't be fair to the animal. But some people don't like them. Why is that?
Yeah, I don't really know why that is, but I do think that as we're evolving on the planet, you know, we're all learning magnanimity, which is one of the qualities that animals teach, one of the virtues that they have, and that's the ability to love even what we might not like, to understand that everything is lovable and everyone is lovable. Everyone and everything, including Earth and nature and, yes, animals, are worthy and deserving of love.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.